You can only fight the way you practice. Miyamoto Musashi. Picture this. The first light of dawn barely breaks the horizon. A lone samurai stands in the mist, gripping a wooden training sword, his breath steady, his mind sharp. Every movement is precise, refined through years of relentless practice. He doesn't train for battle, he trains for life. Because to Musashi, there was no separation between training and living. The way you practice, the way you think, the way you approach each moment, this is what determines your fate. This is the difference between victory and defeat, between self-mastery and self-destruction. But what if this idea applied to more than just sword fighting? What if mastering yourself was the key to mastering everything in life? What if the battles we face daily, self-doubt, distractions, fear, could be won the same way Musashi won his legendary duels? Imagine if we approached our lives with the same level of discipline, strategy, and control that he brought to every fight. How different would our lives be? Miyamoto Musashi wasn't just a warrior, he was a philosopher of life itself. He fought over 60 duels and never lost. But his greatest battle wasn't against another swordsman, it was against himself. He spent his life refining a philosophy of discipline, adaptability, and relentless self-improvement, believing that the real enemy is not an opponent, but the weaknesses within us. Hesitation, laziness, and fear. His teachings go beyond the battlefield, offering a roadmap for mastering the mind, emotions, and actions. We're going to explore how his philosophy can help you master yourself and, by extension, master your life. At first glance, you might think Musashi's philosophy is only relevant to warriors or martial artists. After all, he lived in a time of samurai and sword duels. What does that have to do with modern life? But if you look deeper, you'll see that his philosophy isn't about combat, it's about life itself. His lessons are universal, applying to business, creativity, self-improvement, and mental toughness. He understood that the real battle is not fought with weapons, it is fought within the mind. The struggles we face today, procrastination, self-doubt, fear of failure, are just different versions of the battles he faced on the battlefield. The principles he lived by can help anyone overcome their personal obstacles and achieve excellence in any field. One of Musashi's key teachings is self-discipline. In a world full of distractions, where instant gratification is just a click away, discipline is rare, but it is also the foundation of success. He rejected comfort, avoided luxuries, and committed himself fully to his path. He believed that true mastery requires sacrifice. He wrote, "Do nothing that is of no use." This means cutting out everything that doesn't serve your purpose, whether it's time-wasting habits, toxic relationships, or mental clutter. In today's world, this might mean limiting social media, avoiding mindless entertainment, and focusing on what truly moves you forward. If you don't discipline yourself, the world will distract you into mediocrity. Another crucial lesson from Musashi is mental toughness. He believed that fear and emotion were the biggest obstacles to success. He once said, "You should accept death in your heart every day." This doesn't mean being obsessed with mortality. It means understanding that fear of failure, fear of rejection, and fear of discomfort are illusions. The moment you stop fearing failure, you become unstoppable. He entered every duel with a calm, focused mind, knowing that hesitation or doubt could mean death. In the modern world, this same mindset can help you take action, make bold decisions, and push through challenges without being paralyzed by fear. Whether it's starting a new project, making a difficult life decision, or standing up for yourself, the ability to act without hesitation is a skill that sets successful people apart. He also taught the importance of mastery, not just of a skill, but of oneself. He believed that mastery was a lifelong process, requiring constant learning, refinement, and self-awareness. He wrote, "From one thing, know 10,000 things." This means that when you truly master one discipline, whether it's martial arts, writing, business, or any craft, you gain insights that apply to everything else in life. The way you approach training, practice, and discipline in one area reflects how you handle challenges in all areas. This is why the best athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs all follow rigid routines and lifelong learning. They don't see mastery as a destination, they see it as a process that never ends. One of Musashi's greatest contributions to philosophy is the Book of Five Rings. Written in his final years, this book is not just about sword fighting, it's a manual for strategy, discipline, and life mastery. It is still studied today by business leaders, military strategists, and personal development experts. The book is divided into five sections, each representing a different element: earth, the basics; water, adaptability; fire, aggression and conflict; wind, understanding others; and void, intuition and flow state. These principles can be applied to decision-making, leadership, creativity, and personal growth. He believed that by understanding the way of strategy, you can succeed in any area of life. So why does Musashi's philosophy still matter today? Because it teaches us how to master our thoughts, actions, and emotions. It teaches us how to build discipline, focus, and resilience in a world full of distractions and uncertainty. He lived by the idea that the way is in training. Success isn't about luck or talent, it's about the daily habits and mindset you cultivate over time. And if you want to achieve anything great in life, you must apply the same level of commitment, discipline, and strategy that Musashi did. Miyamoto Musashi was born in 1584, during a time when Japan was engulfed in constant war. This period, known as the Sengoku Jidai, the Warring States era, was one of the most violent in Japanese history. Samurai clans fought endlessly for power, and the way of the sword was not just a skill, it was a means of survival. From an early age, he was thrown into this world of conflict, where life and death were separated by the sharp edge of a blade. Unlike most children of his time who were raised in noble samurai families under the guidance of established dojos, martial arts schools, his upbringing was different. His father, Shinmen Munisai, was a skilled swordsman and an expert in combat. But he did not grow up in a luxurious environment. He was raised in the rugged mountains of Japan, away from the refined teachings of the traditional samurai class. His early exposure to solitude and self-reliance would later shape his philosophy of discipline, adaptability, and self-mastery. Musashi's first recorded duel happened when he was just 13 years old. Most boys at this age were still in training, learning the basics of sword fighting under experienced instructors. But Musashi, with little formal training, was already prepared to fight a full-grown, battle-tested samurai. His opponent, Arima Kihei, was a skilled warrior from a well-respected school of combat. Confident in his abilities, Arima did not take him seriously. He expected an easy victory, but Musashi had something far more dangerous than experience. He had absolute determination and an unshakable mindset. Armed with nothing but a wooden sword, he attacked Arima with overwhelming ferocity, knocking him to the ground and beating him to death. This was the moment Musashi realized that a duel was not just about skill, it was about strategy, aggression, and psychological control. The fight didn't last long, but it changed the course of his life forever. After his first duel, Musashi chose the life of a ronin, a masterless samurai. At a time when most warriors sought the protection of powerful lords and prestigious schools, he rejected the comforts of servitude. He refused to be tied down by the rigid rules of samurai culture. Instead, he dedicated himself to wandering Japan, seeking challenges and refining his own fighting style. He had no home, no wealth, and no master, only his sword and his relentless will to improve. This decision set him apart from other warriors of his time. While most samurai followed strict traditions, he believed that true mastery came from direct experience, not theoretical learning. He fought duel after duel, each time testing new strategies and sharpening his instincts. One of the most defining moments in his early life was his experience at the Battle of Sekigahara in 1600. This was one of the most brutal battles in Japanese history, where over 160,000 samurai clashed in a fight that determined the future of Japan. Musashi, still a young warrior, fought on the losing side. He witnessed firsthand the horrors of large-scale war, not just the skillful duels of honor he had trained for, but the sheer chaos, bloodshed, and unpredictability of battle. This experience hardened him. It reinforced his belief that survival required more than just strength. It required strategy, adaptability, and a mindset free from hesitation or attachment. Unlike many warriors who sought glory in battle, he began to see combat as something far more profound, a test of mind over matter, where the ultimate victory was not over an opponent, but over oneself. By the time he reached his late 20s, he had already built a legendary reputation as an undefeated swordsman. He had fought and won dozens of duels, each time refining his techniques and sharpening his strategic mind. But his most famous duel, the one that would cement his place in history, was against Sasaki Kojiro, one of the greatest swordsmen of the time. Kojiro was not just any opponent, he was an elite warrior known for his unparalleled speed and precision. He wielded a nodachi, a long razor-sharp sword nearly as tall as a man, and had perfected a technique called the swallow cut, an attack so fast and lethal that it was said no one could defend against it. For Musashi, this was not just another duel. It was the ultimate test of his philosophy. The duel was set to take place on Ganryu Island in 1612, but Musashi, always thinking beyond the surface, knew that winning wasn't just about skill, it was about controlling the battlefield, the timing, and even the emotions of his opponent. Instead of arriving on time, he deliberately showed up late, keeping Kojiro waiting and building frustration within him. While most samurai saw punctuality as a sign of respect, Musashi saw it as an opportunity for psychological warfare. By the time he finally arrived, rowing himself to the island on a small boat, Kojiro was already emotionally charged, impatient, and eager to attack. But his strategy didn't stop there. Instead of using a traditional katana, he carved a wooden sword from an oar during his journey to the island. This weapon was longer than Kojiro's nodachi, giving Musashi a crucial reach advantage. He had studied Kojiro's fighting style, understanding that his opponent relied on speed and precision. But Musashi also knew that a well-placed first strike would decide the fight. The moment Kojiro drew his sword, Musashi struck with incredible speed and force, landing a single decisive blow to Kojiro's head. Before Kojiro could even react, he was already dead. This duel was more than just a display of superior skill. It was a masterclass in strategy, adaptability, and psychological warfare. He understood something that many warriors failed to grasp. Battles are won in the mind before they are won on the battlefield. While Kojiro relied on his legendary technique, he used timing, misdirection, and preparation to control the fight before it even began. He didn't just defeat Kojiro physically, he defeated him mentally, long before the first strike was ever thrown. The duel at Ganryu Island wasn't just the peak of Musashi's swordsmanship, it was a turning point in his life. After this fight, he gradually stepped away from dueling, realizing that true mastery was not about proving superiority over others, but about achieving complete self-control and understanding the deeper truths of existence. He turned to philosophy, art, and writing, distilling his life's lessons into the Book of Five Rings. Instead of continuing to seek out opponents, he sought to master himself, believing that the greatest battles were not fought with swords, but within the mind. Musashi's duel with Kojiro teaches us one of the most valuable lessons of all. The mind is the most powerful weapon you possess. In life, brute force will only get you so far. Success is not about being the strongest, it's about being the smartest, the most adaptable, and the most prepared. Whether in business, relationships, or personal development, the ability to outthink, outmaneuver, and outlast your challenges is what leads to victory. And just like Musashi, those who master themselves will find that they no longer need to prove anything to anyone because they have already won the most important battle of all. In the final years of his life, Miyamoto Musashi withdrew from society and lived in solitude. He had already proven himself as a warrior, strategist, and philosopher, but as he aged, his focus shifted towards something deeper, a way of life that went beyond battle and competition. Shortly before his death in 1645, he wrote a document titled Dokodo, which translates to The Way of Walking Alone. This was a list of 21 principles that reflected his philosophy on life, self-mastery, and detachment from worldly distractions. Unlike the Book of Five Rings, which was written for warriors and strategists, Dokodo was deeply personal. It wasn't about winning fights, it was about how to live with discipline, purpose, and freedom from attachment. One of the core themes of Dokodo is discipline and detachment. He believed that desires, whether for wealth, pleasure, or approval, were the greatest enemies of self-mastery. He understood that if your happiness depends on external things, you are not truly in control of your own life. His first principle states, accept everything just the way it is. This doesn't mean giving up or being passive, rather it means understanding that life is unpredictable, and resisting reality only leads to suffering. Many people waste their energy complaining about things they cannot change, but he teaches us that real strength comes from accepting life as it is and making the best of it. Instead of being frustrated by circumstances, we should adapt, learn, and move forward without being emotionally disturbed. Another powerful lesson from Dokodo is self-reliance. He had spent most of his life as a ronin, a masterless samurai, traveling alone and relying only on his own skills and wisdom. He believed that independence was key to personal freedom. In today's world, this means not depending on others for your happiness, security, or sense of self-worth. Many people feel lost without validation from others, whether it's social media likes, approval from friends and family, or external success. But Musashi teaches that true confidence comes from within. If you rely too much on external things, whether it's money, status, or relationships, you become vulnerable to disappointment and control. This idea of detachment extends to comfort and material possessions. One of the principles in Dokodo states, "Do not seek pleasure for its own sake." Musashi understood that chasing comfort leads to weakness. Today, we live in a world of instant gratification. Entertainment, fast food, and easy pleasures are available at all times. But when you constantly seek comfort, you lose the ability to handle difficulty and discipline yourself. He believed that the path to mastery requires sacrifice, choosing what is hard over what is easy. This doesn't mean you should never enjoy life, but rather that you shouldn't let temporary pleasures control you. If you want to master yourself, you must learn to delay gratification, embrace challenges, and stay focused on long-term goals. One of the most striking principles in Dokodo states, do not be saddened by separation. This reflects his belief in emotional discipline. He understood that everything in life is temporary. People, relationships, successes, and failures all come and go. Most people suffer because they become too attached to things that are beyond their control. He teaches that if you want to be truly free, you must let go of attachment. This doesn't mean you shouldn't love or care for others, but that you should not cling to things out of fear or insecurity. In modern life, this can mean letting go of toxic relationships, moving on from past failures, and not letting external events dictate your inner peace. Another key aspect of Dokodo is simplicity and minimalism. Musashi believed that excess was a distraction. He lived with few possessions, avoided luxury, and focused only on what was necessary. One of his principles states, "Do not hold on to possessions you no longer need." In today's world, we are surrounded by materialism. People constantly chase the newest gadgets, cars, and designer clothes, believing that these things will bring happiness. But he teaches that possessions should serve a purpose, not define who you are. The more you own, the more you are controlled by what you own. True freedom comes from owning less and focusing on what truly matters. The final and perhaps most important theme in Dokodo is living with purpose. Musashi wrote, "Do not act following customary beliefs." This means don't just follow what society expects of you, think for yourself, and carve your own path. Many people go through life doing what they are told, following the traditional route of school, job, marriage, without questioning if it truly aligns with their purpose. He teaches that real mastery comes from knowing yourself, defining your own path, and committing fully to it. This requires courage, independence, and a willingness to stand alone. So how can we apply Musashi's Dokodo to modern life? The first step is detaching from distractions and superficial validation. In today's world, attention is the most valuable currency, and companies constantly fight for your focus through social media, advertisements, and endless entertainment. If you want to master yourself, you must learn to guard your attention and focus on what truly matters. This means limiting social media, avoiding mindless distractions, and dedicating time to personal growth. Instead of scrolling endlessly on your phone, use that time to read, train, or develop a skill. He would say, "Do nothing that is of no use." If something isn't helping you grow, it's only slowing you down. Another way to apply Dokodo is to embrace discomfort. Instead of seeking constant pleasure and entertainment, challenge yourself daily. Take cold showers, wake up early, train your body and mind, and push beyond your comfort zone. He believed that discipline is built through consistent hardship. The more you expose yourself to difficulty, the stronger you become. Comfort makes people weak, struggle makes them strong. Self-reliance is another crucial lesson. This means taking full responsibility for your life, your failures, your successes, and your mindset. Many people blame others for their circumstances, but Musashi would argue that the only person responsible for your path is you. Stop waiting for others to save you, to validate you, or to give you permission. If you want something, train for it, work for it, and claim it. He didn't wait for a master to teach him. He learned through experience, observation, and relentless effort. Finally, live with purpose and detachment. Don't hold on to things that don't serve you. Let go of past failures, unhealthy relationships, and pointless distractions. Focus only on what moves you forward. Musashi lived by the belief that every action should have purpose, every moment should be meaningful. This means cutting out anything that isn't aligned with your growth and mastery. Musashi's Dokodo is more than just a list of rules. It is a blueprint for self-mastery. It teaches us that life is not about chasing comfort, validation, or external success. It is about discipline, independence, and living with purpose. In a world that constantly tries to pull you in a thousand directions, his philosophy is a reminder that true mastery starts within. If you can control your desires, focus your mind, and detach from unnecessary distractions, you will become unstoppable. The real battle is not against an opponent, it is against yourself. And if you can master yourself, you can master anything. Miyamoto Musashi's The Book of Five Rings is one of the most profound guides to mastery ever written. It is not just a book about sword fighting, it is a manual for understanding strategy, discipline, and self-mastery in all aspects of life. Written in 1645, shortly before his death, the book is divided into five sections, each representing an element in nature: earth, water, fire, wind, and void. These elements symbolize different aspects of learning, adaptation, struggle, perspective, and ultimate mastery. He believed that by understanding these five principles, a person could achieve excellence in combat, business, personal growth, and any skill they choose to master. Unlike many philosophical texts, the Book of Five Rings is brutally practical. Musashi did not believe in complicated theories or abstract ideas that had no real-world application. His philosophy was grounded in direct experience. Everything he taught came from a life of combat, observation, and deep self-discipline. His main belief was simple: if you master yourself, you can master anything. Each of the five books within the text teaches a different lesson, and together, they form a complete path to self-mastery. Do nothing that is of no use. The ground book is the foundation of all mastery. Just as a house must be built on solid ground, so must skill and wisdom be built upon strong fundamentals. Musashi believed that before a person could achieve greatness, they had to first master the basics. Whether in martial arts, business, creativity, or self-improvement, success comes not from chasing complicated techniques, but from deeply understanding the core principles. In today's world, many people look for shortcuts. They want to skip the fundamentals and jump straight to advanced techniques. They chase hacks, trends, and quick fixes, believing that success comes from a secret formula. But he understood that, without mastery of the basics, advanced skills are meaningless. This is why professional athletes train the same movements thousands of times, and why great musicians practice simple scales daily. The same applies to business, personal growth, and any field of mastery. Excellence is built on small, repeated actions over time. So how do we apply this in the modern world? The first step is to eliminate distractions. Musashi warned against wasting time on things that don't contribute to your growth. Today, this means cutting out mindless entertainment, social media addictions, and negative habits that do not serve your long-term goals. Instead, focus on deep work and deliberate practice, the kind of effort that leads to real improvement. If you are learning a skill, do not rush. Commit to mastering the basics one step at a time. The Water Book. Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. Water is formless. It takes the shape of whatever contains it, flowing effortlessly around obstacles. This is the lesson of the Water Book. The importance of adaptability and flexibility. Musashi believed that true mastery was not about rigidly following one path, but about learning to adjust, evolve, and respond to any situation. Many people fail in life because they refuse to adapt. They cling to outdated beliefs, resist change, and fear stepping outside their comfort zone. He saw this as a fatal weakness. A warrior who only knows one way to fight will be easily defeated by someone who can adjust their tactics on the spot. The same principle applies in today's world. Those who resist change get left behind, while those who adapt continue to grow. To apply this in modern life, one must develop a growth mindset. Instead of fearing failure, see every mistake as a lesson. Be open to new perspectives, new knowledge, and new ways of thinking. In business, this means being willing to pivot and adjust strategies. In relationships, it means listening and understanding different viewpoints. In personal development, it means continuously evolving, never becoming complacent. The most successful people in any field are not the strongest or the smartest. They are the ones who adapt the fastest. Perceive that which cannot be seen. Fire represents struggle, adversity, and conflict. It is the test of one's resilience, mindset, and ability to endure hardship. In combat, fire is the intensity of battle, the moment when everything is on the line. But in life, fire is the challenges we face, the obstacles, failures, and hardships that test our strength. Musashi believed that true mastery is forged in struggle. A person who has never faced difficulty will crumble the moment they are tested. Most people fear struggle. They avoid discomfort, seek easy paths, and give up when things get hard. But he knew that challenges are what create strength. Just as a sword is tempered by fire, a person's character is shaped by adversity. The key is not to run from struggle, but to embrace it, learn from it, and use it as fuel for growth. How do we apply this? First, develop resilience. Train yourself to stay calm under pressure. When facing difficulties, shift your mindset. Instead of seeing failure as a setback, see it as part of the learning process. Every challenge contains a hidden lesson. Those who embrace struggle grow stronger, while those who avoid it remain weak. To know 10,000 things, know one well. The Win Book teaches the importance of studying different perspectives. Musashi believed that to become a true master, you must not only understand yourself, but also the world around you. He studied many schools of combat, learning not just his own style, but also the techniques of his enemies. By understanding their weaknesses, he could always gain the upper hand. In today's world, this lesson applies to business, relationships, leadership, and personal growth. If you want to succeed, you must not just focus on yourself, you must understand the perspectives of others. Great leaders study psychology to better lead people. Great entrepreneurs study their competitors to find advantages. Great thinkers study different philosophies to expand their wisdom. A practical way to apply this is to never stop learning. Read widely, study philosophy, business, psychology, and science. Listen to different opinions, even if you disagree. The more perspectives you understand, the sharper your mind becomes. True intelligence comes not from knowing one thing deeply, but from seeing how all things are connected. By knowing things that exist, you can know that which does not exist. The Void Book represents the highest level of mastery, the state of Mushin, no mind. This is a state of complete flow, total presence, and effortless action. In combat, it is the moment where the swordsman acts without thinking, moving purely on instinct. In life, it is the ability to perform at your best without hesitation or self-doubt. Many people overthink. They hesitate, second-guess, and get stuck in their own heads. But Musashi teaches that the highest level of mastery is to let go of conscious thought and trust your training. This applies to sports, business, creativity, and personal growth. The best athletes enter flow state, where they react without thinking. The best musicians play with feeling, not calculation. The best entrepreneurs make bold decisions without fear. To apply this, train your mind through meditation and mindfulness. Learn to quiet the noise in your head and focus on the present moment. Trust your instincts. Mastery is not about thinking, it is about being. Miyamoto Musashi's teachings are not just ancient wisdom meant for warriors of the past. His philosophy applies to the modern world as much as it did in feudal Japan. His principles of discipline, mental toughness, and detachment can help anyone, whether you're an entrepreneur, athlete, artist, or just someone trying to improve their life. Discipline and daily habits. One of the most defining aspects of Musashi's life was his unwavering discipline. He was a man of simplicity, he owned very few possessions, avoided luxury, and lived a highly structured life. Unlike many samurai who were deeply embedded in the political and social circles of their time, he chose a different path. He focused entirely on training, self-improvement, and refinement of his craft. This wasn't just about sword fighting, it was a philosophy of life. He understood that the key to mastery wasn't motivation or talent, but consistent, disciplined effort over time. In today's world, most people struggle with distractions and inconsistency. We live in a time where instant gratification is everywhere, endless entertainment, social media, fast food, and comfort at every turn. It's easy to lose focus, to procrastinate, and to fall into bad habits. But he teaches us that discipline is the foundation of success. If you cannot control your habits, you cannot control your life. This means building strong daily rituals that reinforce your focus and commitment to improvement. A practical way to apply this is through morning routines. Many successful people today follow a structured morning ritual that sets the tone for their day. This can include meditation, journaling, exercise, or focused deep work. The goal is to start the day with clarity and purpose, rather than falling into distraction. Another key practice is eliminating excess. Musashi believed that too many possessions and comforts made people weak. Today, this means decluttering not just your physical space, but also your mental space. Remove distractions from your environment, cut out unnecessary commitments, and focus only on what truly matters. The most important lesson here is that discipline is a muscle. It gets stronger the more you use it. You don't need to make dramatic changes overnight, but you should commit to small, consistent improvements. Whether it's waking up earlier, setting aside time for focused work, or removing distractions from your life, the key is repetition and commitment. He lived by the idea that the way is in training, meaning that self-mastery is built through daily practice, not occasional bursts of effort. If you want to become great at anything, you must make it a habit. Mental toughness and overcoming fear. Musashi believed that fear is an illusion created by the mind. Throughout his life, he faced countless battles where hesitation or doubt could mean death. He understood that the difference between winning and losing was not just skill, but mindset. He once wrote that a warrior should accept death in his heart every day, not as a morbid thought, but as a way to remove fear. This allowed him to fight with calmness and precision, while his enemies were often paralyzed by anxiety. In the modern world, fear still holds people back, not from duels with swords, but from taking action in life. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of discomfort, these mental barriers stop people from reaching their potential. But just like in battle, 80% of success is mental. If you can control your thoughts, you can control your actions. The problem is that most people let fear dictate their decisions, they avoid challenges, play it safe, and never push beyond their comfort zones. Musashi teaches us that fear only has power if you let it. So how do we apply this? One powerful method is voluntary discomfort, deliberately putting yourself in situations that are uncomfortable so that you can train your mind to handle stress. This can include cold showers, fasting, silence, or intense physical training. These practices help you build mental resilience by teaching you that discomfort is temporary and can be controlled. Another method is to face fears head-on. Instead of avoiding difficult situations, confront them directly. The more you expose yourself to fear, the less control it has over you. Whether it's public speaking, taking a risk in business, or standing up for yourself, the only way to conquer fear is through action. He teaches that the strongest warriors are not the ones who never feel fear, but the ones who learn to move forward despite it. In life, fear will always be present, but it is your choice whether to be controlled by it or to overcome it. If you train your mind to see challenges as opportunities for growth, fear transforms from an obstacle into a tool for success. The Art of Detachment. One of Musashi's most powerful lessons is the importance of detachment. He believed that emotions, especially desire and attachment, were dangerous because they clouded judgment. A warrior who fights with emotion rather than strategy is reckless. A person who is too attached to outcomes, people, or material things becomes vulnerable. True mastery comes from staying rational, disciplined, and in control of your mind. This does not mean he was against love or human connection. Rather, he warned against allowing emotions to control your actions. In relationships, this can mean not becoming obsessed with someone to the point where you lose yourself. Many people get caught in toxic relationships because they fear being alone or because they become too emotionally attached to an unhealthy situation. Musashi would say, "Learn to love, but never lose your sense of self." In business, detachment means not being ruled by greed, ego, or short-term thinking. Many people make bad decisions because they let emotions override logic, whether it's making impulsive investments, chasing trends, or refusing to adapt when something isn't working. The modern application of this principle is deeply connected to Stoic philosophy, which teaches that we should only focus on what we can control and let go of what we cannot. If something is outside your power, whether it's other people's opinions, past mistakes, or uncontrollable events, it is wasted energy to be attached to it. Instead, focus on what you can control, your actions, your mindset, and your decisions. One practical way to cultivate detachment is through meditation and journaling. Musashi spent long hours alone, reflecting on his thoughts and emotions, sharpening his mind like a sword. Today, many successful people follow this practice, taking time each day to clear their minds, reflect, and gain perspective. Another method is to pause before reacting emotionally. When something upsets you, instead of reacting immediately, take a deep breath and assess the situation logically. Detachment is a skill. It takes practice, but once mastered, it gives you freedom from impulsive reactions and emotional instability. Ultimately, his philosophy teaches that those who are ruled by their emotions are controlled by external forces, while those who cultivate detachment remain steady in all situations. If you can learn to stay calm, disciplined, and focused, no matter what happens, you will become unshakable. And when you are unshakable, you become truly free. Musashi's wisdom is timeless. His lessons on discipline, mental toughness, and detachment apply just as much to modern life as they did in the age of the samurai. If you can learn to build strong daily habits, overcome fear, and detach from unnecessary emotions, you will gain a level of control over your life that few people ever achieve. Mastery is not about being perfect. It is about constant improvement, training, and self-awareness. He understood that the battle is never against the outside world. It is always against the weaknesses within yourself. If you can master your mind, you can master your life. And in the words of Musashi himself, the way is in training. The question is, are you willing to walk the path? As we come to the end of this deep exploration of Miyamoto Musashi's philosophy, one thing becomes clear. Mastery is not about achieving perfection, but about the relentless pursuit of progress. Musashi himself never claimed to be perfect. Even after winning over 60 duels, after writing the Book of Five Rings, after spending decades honing his craft, he still believed that the path to self-mastery never truly ends. This is one of the greatest lessons we can take from him. There is no final destination in mastery, only the journey. His entire life was a testament to this idea. He trained every single day, refining his skills, sharpening his mind, and developing his discipline. He didn't wait for the perfect moment to act. He simply trained, learned, and adapted. This is why he said, "The way is in training." It means that mastery is not something you achieve once and then move on. It is something you commit to daily through small, consistent actions. Whether it is mastering a skill, improving your mindset, or strengthening your body, the key is to show up every day and do the work. This is where most people go wrong. They expect success to come quickly. They want instant results, instant improvement, instant mastery. But his life proves that the path to greatness is slow, demanding, and often uncomfortable. It requires patience, discipline, and the ability to embrace the process, even when progress feels invisible. True mastery is not about talent, it is about commitment. The difference between those who succeed and those who fail is simple. Some people give up when things get difficult, while others keep going, no matter what. Another critical lesson we can take from Musashi is the idea that self-mastery leads to life mastery. Everything starts from within, your thoughts, your habits, your discipline. If you cannot master yourself, you will always be controlled by external forces, by distractions, by emotions, by the opinions of others. But when you develop discipline, resilience, and adaptability, you become the master of your own destiny. You stop making excuses, you stop being reactive, and you start taking control of your actions, your decisions, and ultimately, your future. This is why his philosophy remains so powerful today. He was not just a swordsman, he was a philosopher, strategist, and student of life. His lessons apply to business, relationships, creativity, personal growth, and every challenge we face in modern life. He teaches us that fear is an illusion, discipline is freedom, and success is a result of daily effort, not luck. I want you to ask yourself one simple question. Are you walking the path of mastery, or are you waiting for the perfect moment to begin? Because the truth is, there is no perfect moment. There is only now. The only way to get better at anything, your craft, your mindset, your life, is to start training today. The way is in training. To close, I'll leave you with one final quote from Musashi. Today is victory over yourself of yesterday. Tomorrow is your victory over lesser men. The real battle is always within. Master yourself and you will master your life.